WXCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A Boeing whistleblower goes before Congress today.
In a preview of his testimony, the whistleblower Sam Salapour, a Boeing engineer, calls for the 787 Dreamliner to be grounded immediately. He claims the wide-body jets are not properly fastened and could eventually break apart over time, a claim Boeing calls inaccurate. Salapour has not yet provided any documented evidence. Boeing says the issues raised have been subject to rigorous engineering examination under FAA oversight. This analysis has validated that these issues do not present any safety concerns.
ABC's Perry Russum. Jury selection for Donald Trump's hush money trial will resume Thursday. Seven jurors chosen Tuesday. The judge does public service on Wednesday, so it's an off day. The Supreme Court took arguments over whether those convicted and imprisoned for the January 6th insurrection were charged properly under a law enacted about 20 years ago in the wake of the Enron scandal, a decision expected this term. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. If you're living with diabetes and on Medicare, the Inflation Reduction Act caps your out-of-pocket insulin costs at $35 a month. But for many other Americans, the cost of insulin is still expensive.
Only three companies are able to control basically the global supply of insulin. And in the United States, that means that there are unaffordable costs.
Catherine Poe is a policy researcher. Wisconsin is not one of the 25 states that cap insulin copays. Two scenic highways in Wisconsin are now part of the state's Rustic Roads program. The first stretch covers almost 10 miles near the American Birkebeiner Trail in northwest Wisconsin. The other new route crosses Honey Creek near East Troy and passes what was once a one-room schoolhouse. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks are banged up. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks held practice, missing some key players. Giannis continues to rehab that calf muscle. Guard A.J. Green with a sprained ankle. Damian Lillard with a groin injury did not practice yesterday. Were players surprised Dame couldn't go despite playing Sunday in Orlando? Bobby Portis.
I mean, to start off, man, it wasn't a shock or anything that Dame said. I mean, it's, what, Tuesday and the game Sunday, so it's a long way away, so I ain't put too much stress on that. You know, I think we kind of blow things out of proportion too much.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, we've done all the imaging and all that stuff, so he's good. I can tell you that.
Baseball, the Brewers lost last night to the Padres 6-3. The game started out with Brewers pitcher Wade Miley getting hit in the knee with a shot off the bat of Manny Machado.
I think that anytime you take a missile off your kneecap, I mean, that affects you. Most people wouldn't have stayed in the game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers and isolated thundershowers today. Our high 63 this afternoon. The wind south to west 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off. What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not.
You would just start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. the center. WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
Rough hands, dirty boots, and farming roots. It's all we know. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Yeah, might be a little mud on those boots going out to the barn this morning. Picked up some rainfall across a good chunk of the state of Wisconsin. Welcome in, everybody. It's a Wednesday. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke here on the radio. Rainfall reporters, I'm turning to you. What kind of rainfall totals did you get? Please use our talk text line and let me know what you picked up. That's 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. So far this morning, I haven't heard about any damage done because of the weather that came through yesterday, but plenty of folks that ended up without power last night. We Energies was reporting in northern Wisconsin, the Upper Peninsula. They had about 808 customers that were in the dark as far north as Vilas County and into Upper Michigan. Alliant Energy also dealing with outages in the Dodge County area, the Rock County area, Dane County, Jefferson County. They've got outages in Adams County, Fond du Lac County. So my point is that power outages were the common denominator of the storm last night, but I haven't seen any damage as of yet. If you know otherwise, obviously, I'm all ears. 877-301-3276. Rain should be done about mid-morning today for most of us. It's going to stay very windy, though, today. Out of the west-southwest, 19 gusting to above 20 miles an hour. Then tomorrow, more rain in the forecast. 53 our expected high. Friday, mostly sunny, but still very windy. 55 our high. Saturday, partly cloudy and 51. Try to get you more weather details as those rainfall reports come in. Please let me know what you've got. Well, as we roll our way into a Wednesday, want to go back to the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors annual convention that wrapped up on Saturday in Madison. 500 plus Wisconsin meat processors we've got across the state, from the large to the medium to the small, and they all have a story to tell. Jeff Sindelar is our University Extension meat specialist. He is at the University of Wisconsin-Madison Meat Science and Animal Biologic Discovery Center, state-of-the-art facility that is attracting attention from not just in the state, not just in the United States, but around the world. And he said it's turned out to be a magnet for new talent coming to Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's been a long journey, like 25 years plus was the idea and the efforts. Some of those were failed, and then we were able to gain some momentum, some steam, and some things happened, which were really, really important. And from the design, which was back in 2014, to opening the building, which was summer of 2020, we've come a long way. We've been in this building now, operating it for almost 3.5 years. Mm-hmm. And we have lots of years of learning really how we can use this building, but it's been quite the journey, and it's quite incredible how long it's taken as well as how fast time has gone by.
I remember when I was here with raw concrete and you were telling me about everything that this building could do, and maybe more importantly, how unique and rare this facility is in the world.
Yeah, it's really a labor of love. It's a really great example of having a really excellent vision, a well-thought-out vision, and being very, very focused on achieving that vision and doing whatever it takes to make sure that that vision is never derailed. And then utilizing lots of people on and off campus who are willing to give or provide their time and talent for very selfless reasons. Mm-hmm. And lots of other stuff, of course, happens to create mm-hmm. this wonderful storm, which has evolved into a very unique and amazing building.
Tell me exactly, or so far anyhow, we don't know what's coming, but tell me a little bit about how the building's been utilized so far, Jeff.
Yeah, the building's been utilized lots of ways. So I like to, you know, tell some folks, 6 years ago, we had 3 faculty and at one point 0 staff. Today we have 6 faculty, 10-ish staff, because we're still growing. As we grow into the building, we're realizing it takes more people and there's more opportunities, and it's just a very, I think, positive growth. But we're doing all types of things. Of course, we're teaching classes We're doing lots and lots of research. We have over 20 graduate students in this building, one of the strongest meat science programs in the country right now. We're doing lots of outreach and extension programs. Last year, for example, we had 800 people from ages of 9 to in their 60s representing youth to the meat industry and consumers that were involved with hands-on extension programs using the facility, using the program, which of course is the staff, is a wonderful staff and people as well. We're also open to helping industry grow and learn, right? We have lots of companies that come and utilize the facility to do research and development, to study it, to better improve their processes. We have lots of universities, lots of plants that are looking at additions, renovations, or just new construction coming here for ideas. And this is how we must do it because this is how it was done correctly, right, here at the MSABD building.
You mentioned about staffing and students. So is this a carrot when you want to recruit staff, if you want more students? Does this become, shall we say, a carrot to lure them in?
I would say yes and then some. A carrot really isn't the best metaphor. It's like a slam dunk. And it's really, it's such a powerful tool. People want to be not only in the best buildings, right? You want to drive the newest cars and you want to live in the biggest, fanciest houses. The same is true for the industry and students and staff. People, you know, there's this natural gravitation of wanting to be part of something big and great. And when people come in the building, you see this makeover of, oh my gosh, this place is really, really amazing. And it's not the building alone. It's not the people alone. It's the program. And that's really, really, it's incredibly impactful. It's incredibly powerful.
Yeah, Dr. Jeff Sindelar, University Extension Meat Specialist, talking with me on the UW-Madison's Meat Science and Animal Biologics Discovery Building. What a facility. And I'll tell you, a lot of the members of the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors were there to learn about new techniques they can use in their shops. How can they present different cuts of meat that maybe some buyers, some consumers have never even seen before? And always looking at upgrading their skills as far as those specialty meats that they're producing, from brats to snack sticks right on through to the cured meats. One of the fellows that was all eyes and all ears is the outgoing president of the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors. That's Jake Saylor from Saylor's Meats in Elmwood, Wisconsin. He is happy to see the developments that are coming WOMP's way in 2024.
Yep, 2024 is going to be a good year. We're growing strong. WOMP is going in awesome directions. Like I was telling you earlier, we're concentrating on governmental affairs and this grant money that's being applied to the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors members and throughout the state. And it's just that presence in legislature that has really helped us with all that grant money and Governor Evers and accepting all those things. So we're really, really proud of him noticing that there was a need in the state of Wisconsin and that we're accepting it and moving forward with being better plants and being able to produce more meat.
And it keeps the energy level high with your members for sure. This comes after trying times during the pandemic. Tell us a little bit about what this has inspired so far. It's not all the money that you want, but it's a nice little way to ignite some energy.
It is. It's ignited a little energy as far as getting some new equipment in some of these facilities, being able to produce more quality product and quality product faster. A lot of what else is needed right now is a lot for talent development.
Yeah.
And getting those people that are in school or in high school or going to these colleges or tech colleges involved and wanting to be included in the meat industry and producing those products for those people. So there's a lot of hype. We're moving forward. Like I said, with this whole Discover Wisconsin thing, we're trying to really put all of our WOMP members on the meat map and getting them involved and people going to see those plants.
Now, let's give them a little sense of how big Wisconsin's meat processing industry is. You and I talk about the numbers, but I think the average consumer in Wisconsin or visitor to Wisconsin does not realize the network of processors we've got here.
That's right. I truthfully don't know if we're still the biggest or the most in the country. Pennsylvania and Wisconsin kind of go back and forth. But in Wisconsin, we have over 500 USDA state-inspected and custom-exempt plants in the state of Wisconsin. That's a lot of family businesses producing a lot of meat. And for the consumer, for the mom and dad farms, and for those that are direct marketing and private labeling their farm products, it's amazing how many there are in the state of Wisconsin.
You got that right, Jake. Jake Saylor, outgoing president of the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors, owner and operator of Saylor's Meats in Elmwood, Wisconsin, talking about the around 500 large, medium, and small butcher shops we've got located all across the state of Wisconsin. And like he said, they're always looking for more members, always looking to get the word out about the benefits of being a member of WOMP. Coming up next, a few more details on the weather that we're expecting today. And rainfall reporters, I'm looking for your updates. Use our talk text line. That's 877-301-FARM. 877-301-3276.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE and on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
013276. Well, despite the weather outside, if you've got a greenhouse, the growing keeps going, and that's exactly why Dane County Extension has decided to add a greenhouse to their repertoire of educational tools to try to help the general public. Charity Seebecker tells us all about it.
And Lisa Johnson, Extension Horticulture Outreach Specialist, says that they've got a plan to maximize their planting this year, as well as many different workshops scheduled to help you keep your green thumb going.
The one thing about the greenhouse is that things grow a lot faster. So we had a very carefully put together table of when to sow seed based on all the research that we could find. And last year we found around because it was the first year with our greenhouse that some things had been started too early. The greenhouse, we did a lot of fundraising for 3 years. We had grants that we got. Madison Community Foundation was one of those. We had individual master gardeners that contributed an incredible amount. And we had a very generous donor that donated over $20,000. We also had some support from the county as well. It was an adventure because we had an idea of what it was going to cost going in, and then COVID hit, and the labor costs and costs of materials just skyrocketed. So that's why it took us 3 years, because the costs kept going up and we had to keep raising more. But we are using our greenhouse for a few different purposes. We grow seedlings for some of the nonprofits like Urban Triage, which works with Black families and social justice, and they have an agriculture program. So through their agriculture program, we are starting some seeds for them. We have started seeds in the past for the beds around the Capitol, a few of those. I mean, we don't have a ton of room, but we try and accommodate. And we've sometimes done some for schools or community gardens, mostly, you know, nonprofits. So Rooted, we've done some work with them. And we also grow plants for our plant sale, which I'll give a little plug, is the 21st of May in the Dane County Extension. And our parking lot has just been redone, so it's absolutely wonderful. We sell a lot of perennials as well as the annuals and vegetables that we start in the greenhouse. So it gets a lot of use. Also, the folks from Parks have a native plant propagation operation that they do. And so they use the greenhouse after we move out of it after the plant sale. So we get a lot of use out of that facility, and we're so happy to have it.
That was Lisa Johnson, Extension Horticulture Outreach Specialist. She's excited to continue to help provide in-depth information for everyone, from the novice gardener to the experienced gardener. Whether you've got a green thumb or not, she's ready to help everyone. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Just in time for the grilling season, Bavaria Sausage expanding their retail hours. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here, fresh off a visit to Bavaria Sausage at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Now open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Those are the expanded days of operation, giving you wonderful opportunities to step in and get ready for your grilling supplies, like their always popular red lager beer brats. Take a look at the smoked bratwurst. Maybe you're looking at some of the pre-cooked bratwurst they've got available. Whatever you're looking for, they've got it ready for the grill. And check back often, because I'm really impressed with some of the new flavors that are being developed by Bavaria Sausage. Always with respect to the old world traditions, but also adding a new zing to some of our traditional favorites, like Landjagers. Start shopping now, BavariaSausage.com. Well, the rainfall reports are flowing in, no pun intended. Thank you so much for those. Keep them coming. 877-301-3276. Heard from Margaret up by Mauston. She said they picked up over an inch of rain because it's still raining there now. And unfortunately, one of their trees got hit by lightning. So going to have to do a little cleanup on that postmortem. Mike by Columbus also picked up more than an inch of rain, and it's still raining. I know Linda from Reeseville checked in earlier this morning, and she said that she had picked up about 0.6 of an inch of rain. But again, like we said, the rain is persisting, and we've got a little bit of a thunder boomer actually coming over the radio ranch here in Madison right now. So I imagine that we are going to get some updated amounts as the morning unfolds.
folds. Now, the good news is once this rain gets through today, it looks like it's going to dissipate and be a partly cloudy day the rest of our Wednesday. But don't get too excited about it, because the winds are going to be pretty strong today out of the west northwest, gusting over 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, more rain back in the forecast, daytime high around 53. Friday, sunshine back in the forecast, and again, 53 our expected high. Like I said, I appreciate all you rainfall reporters. I'm just quick trying to look at some of my new updates. Kirby by La Crescent outside of La Crosse, 1.2 inches of rain. Also, 0.6 of an inch of rain by Alto, and some reports of building and tree damage in the area because of the strong winds. 0.3 of an inch of rain is also what I'm seeing by Dennis from Brownsville. Lots of wind, but he says no damage yet. And about 0.5 inch of rain overnight from Greg in West Bend. So obviously a little sporadic, depending on where you are. Keep the rainfall reports coming. You know I appreciate them. 877-301-3276.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute with a couple quick thoughts about boosting your credit score. The most important thing you can do is paying your bills on time. But I've got a way you can make your payments even on timer. Each month, set up not one, but two evenly spaced automatic payments so that your credit balance is always as low as possible. You're not going to pay more. You're just paying the same amount in two smaller hits to keep the card's overall balance low. This guarantees that whenever the credit bureaus check in on how much credit you're using, they're going to see you using an almost ridiculously low amount of your credit limit. The bureaus like this, and then they bump up your credit score. So set that extra auto payment up each month and let's give your credit score a boost. Okay, folks, that was your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips or text MONEY to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Who do you want making the decisions for your daughters if you're a girl dad? I have two girls, 14 and 12, and I still consider myself pro-life. But here's the thing. I became a conservative because I didn't want government telling me what to do and being intrusive in my life. Mm-hmm. And I'll be damned if I want a bunch of theocrats getting in the middle of my daughter's life.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A Boeing whistleblower goes before Congress today.
In a preview of his testimony, the whistleblower Sam Salapour, a Boeing engineer, calls for the 787 Dreamliner to be grounded immediately. He claims the wide-body jets are not properly fastened and could eventually break apart over time, a claim Boeing calls inaccurate. Salapour has not yet provided any documented evidence. Boeing says the issues raised have been subject to rigorous engineering examination under FAA oversight. This analysis has validated that these issues do not present any safety concerns.
ABC's Perry Russin. Jury selection for Donald Trump's hush money trial will resume Thursday. 7 jurors chosen Tuesday. The judge does public service on Wednesday, so it's an off day. The Supreme Court took arguments over whether those convicted and imprisoned for the January 6th insurrection were charged properly under a law enacted about 20 years ago in the wake of the Enron scandal, a decision expected this term. This is ABC News.
Six.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. If you're living with diabetes and on Medicare, the Inflation Reduction Act caps your out-of-pocket insulin costs at $35 a month. But for many other Americans, the cost of insulin is still expensive.
Only three companies are able to control basically the global supply of insulin. And in the United States, that means that there are unaffordable costs.
Catherine Poe is a policy researcher. Wisconsin is not one of the 25 states that cap insulin copays. Two scenic highways in Wisconsin are now part of the state's Rustic Roads program. The first stretch covers almost 10 miles near the American Birkebeiner Trail in northwest Wisconsin. The other new route crosses Honey Creek near East Troy and passes what was once a one-room schoolhouse. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks are banged up. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks held practice, missing some key players. Giannis continues to rehab that calf muscle. Guard A.J. Green with a sprained ankle. Damian Lillard with a groin injury did not practice yesterday. Were players surprised Dame couldn't go despite playing Sunday in Orlando? Bobby Portis.
I mean, to start off, man, it wasn't a shock or anything that Dame said. I mean, it's, what, Tuesday and the game Sunday, so it's a long way away, so I ain't put too much stress on that. You know, I think we kind of blow things out of proportion too much.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
Yeah, we've done all the imaging and all that stuff, so he's good. I can tell you that.
Baseball, the Brewers lost last night to the Padres 6-3. The game started out with Brewers pitcher Wade Miley getting hit in the knee with a shot off the bat of Manny Machado.
I think that anytime you take a missile off your kneecap, I mean, that affects you. Most people wouldn't have stayed in the game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the next Devil's Advocates Radio Show, we'll see if they pick the full jury and if the Trump trial can begin. Devil's Advocates Radio, 4 to 6 across the state.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers and isolated thundershowers today. Our high 63 this afternoon. The wind south to west, 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 44. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Washington state voters can breathe easier after the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear a challenge to the Washington Voting Rights Act, passed in response to the stripping of Voting Rights Act protections by the same court in Shelby v. Holder. In April 2023, the Washington state legislature passed HB 1048, improving an earlier 2018 version of the Washington Voting Rights Act. The pro-voter reform was challenged by a GOP county commissioner, but was later upheld by the Washington Supreme Court. It was then taken to the U.S. Supreme Court, which, April 15th, refused to hear the case. The commissioner argued that the law violated the state and federal constitutions when the courts used it to change the election of Franklin County commissioners from at-large to using single-commissioner districts. The change allows Franklin County's Hispanic voters to elect the candidate of their choice rather than having their vote diluted countywide. HB 1048 stipulates, quote, state and local laws related to the right to vote must be construed liberally in favor of protecting the right to vote and ensuring that all voters have equitable access to register and participate in elections. While waiting for the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act to pass Congress, Connecticut, New York, California, Oregon, and Virginia have adopted similar state VRA laws, and Minnesota is considering one. We have more on these state voting rights acts at American Democracy Minute. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightline.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds of might incriminate me. I'll plead the fifth on that.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Letting someone else live their life in a way that you may not agree with, guess what? That's American. That's what we get to do here. We don't get to place our religious beliefs in a position of governmental endorsement so that we can exclude others from our educational systems, from our boardrooms. That ain't American. It isn't the Wisconsin that I know either.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Now back to the Farm Report with...
Because we know your barn smells like money. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
You can go ahead and keep your rainfall reports coming my way. Use the talk text line, please. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. The showers should end by late morning today. Daytime high is probably around 62 degrees. It's going to stay a little on the cloudy side. More importantly, it's going to be pretty windy today. Winds gusting out of the west-southwest, 19 over 20 miles an hour expected today. For tomorrow, more rain in the forecast, 53 our expected high, but it doesn't look like anything severe. The winds won't be quite as strong on Thursday. Friday, some sunshine back in the forecast, but the winds return. Friday, it's going to be windy with gusts over 20 miles an hour. Daytime highs on Friday expected to be around 55 degrees. Partly cloudy on Saturday, 51. Sunshine on Sunday, 57 degrees. Pam Yonke, glad you're along with us on this, the 17th day of April. What can I tell you? On this day, back in 1961, the CIA-sponsored paramilitary group tries to invade Cuba. We know it best now as the Bay of Pigs, a failed attempt to try to overthrow, at that time, Fidel Castro and the Cuban government. 1961, when the Bay of Pigs occurred. Happy birthday is going out today to actress Jennifer Garner. She is 52 years young. And Victoria Beckham, former Spice Girl, known as Posh Spice. She is 50 years young today. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's Steffes Group.com. That's where you're going to find everything you need to know about their online auctions, as well as their app that allows you to follow pricing on whatever you're looking for, no matter where you are. And you say, well, maybe I'm thinking about an auction or maybe a couple pieces that I want to let go. Well, the Steffes Group can help you there. Call them. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Today, catching up with our friend Ashley Hune from the Steffes Group. April is quickly slipping through your fingers, my friend. You guys are not letting any proverbial grass grow under your feet, are you?
No, definitely not. And it's amazing how fast things go when you're busy doing auctions every day. But but yet, we still have 20 to go yet this month, and there's not a lot of days in April left.
Just out of curiosity, and not to throw you off your game, Ashley, but I've had a couple people ask me if you folks still are ever involved in face-to-face auctions, still keeping your auctioneer cadence in check.
Oh, absolutely. As an auctioneer, I love live auctions, and so does the rest of the group. But at the end of the day, it's whatever our clients that are hiring us to do, whether they want to have a live auction with online bidding or just have it all online only. So it's truly their choice.
Yeah. And that's why I want to make sure you understand, folks, these are trained professionals that have been in the business for a long, long time, if not their entire careers. Ashley's one of those. So let's talk a little bit about some of the highlights you see in the remaining auctions coming up in the month of April. My eye is kind of trained toward that Clayview Dairy auction that's online right now, Ashley. Man, lots of different equipment our folks here in Wisconsin might be interested in.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming up real fast here. A lot of hay and forage equipment on there. They got a NovaCat cutter on there. They also got some nice silage tractors with the big Dagelman pushers on the front. And then something we don't sell very often, but and I know they're expensive new, but these JVS forage trailers, these big heavy-duty ones with the big axles and the flotation tires, got several of those coming up. So something to take a look at that doesn't come up in auction very often.
Yeah, absolutely. And remember, folks, if you just jump on stephasgroup.com, you'll see all the pictures that you want right there. And the other nice part is Clayview Dairy just stayed over in Minnesota. So you know you don't have to wait a lot of time or worry a lot about getting all those pieces of equipment to you before it's time to use it here in Wisconsin. And that's really kind of your goal, isn't it, Ashley? Always make sure that whatever people are purchasing, you're helping them to get it on their site so they can get using it right away.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we'll help with trucking. We're not in the business or anything, but we do have lots of connections there. There's even a bunch of them on our website. And so you get something bought, we'll definitely help you get it on the road and over to your farm for you.
Again, like you said, that's Clayview Dairy Farm's retirement auction. You can see all the pictures, take a look at all the specs online at stephasgroup.com, and it's coming up on Tuesday, April 23rd, and you'll be impressed with the lineup that you see. Anything else in particular trend-wise you're noticing? The other thing that I like about the stephasgroup.com website, Ashley, there's always something interesting to read while you're there. I noticed, for example, now the top land auctions, one of the conversations from first quarter of 2024.
Yeah, something we just started there with the farm real estate, just giving people examples and so they can get a taste of what's going on in the market. A lot of times it's hard to find comparables. And I know you won't believe this, but you can't always believe everything at the coffee shop.
Mr. Google lying to me. I can't believe it. But yeah, and you know, the bottom line is if you expect to have verifiable results, you got to work with a group that does enough volume to be able to give you those kinds of comparisons. Right, Ashley?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's what's neat about the auction industry is we get to see trends in real time. And so that's what we're going through now. I can tell you everything's pretty much steady, but more to come as we go through this summer.
Well, and we'll be talking to him every week, folks. That's Ashley Hewen along with us from the Stephas Group. Whether it's land or equipment or anything in between that you're looking at, whether buying or getting ready to sell, start with the Stephas Group. And you can do that on their website, stephasgroup.com, S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com. Or as I said, I understand sometimes you want to talk to a person and work your conversation through on questions, 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewen along with us from the Stephas Group.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compare Financial. Visit Compare.com to get started today. Compare Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
We're on Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
I forgot to tell you, yesterday was National Grilled Cheese Day. We celebrated it here at the Midwest Farm Report Network and forgot to tell you guys to do the same. Well, regardless, there were plenty of folks around Wisconsin that paused to recognize the grilled cheese sandwich, including a group of kids up in Pepin County, where the Pepin County Dairy Promoters were working side by side with high school students making those grilled cheese. High school junior Olivia Strand liked the mixture they were using.
They were stringier, which is a really good sign, and I just really like the taste of them.
A grilled cheese connoisseur in the making, that's high school junior Olivia Strand up in Pepin, Wisconsin. Callie Stokin is another junior that was helping out with the event, and they paired it up with tomato soup.
It was most definitely a lot better. I know I don't eat the normal ones, but I definitely ate this one. I liked it a lot better this way.
Well, great. Glad you enjoyed it. Again, Kaylee Stokin, a junior up at Pepin High School, along with Olivia Strand, another junior, celebrating National Grilled Cheese Day. Speaking of cheese, yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained 3¾ cents to close at 161. 40-pound block cheese was up 2¼ at 161. Double A butter, 2 cents higher at 294 a pound. Now, this morning in Chicago, everything is in the red ink right now. December corn down a penny, currently at 466. November soybeans currently trading 2 cents lower at 1156. July wheat's unchanged at 564. The May class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 4 right now at 1727. If you still would like to celebrate the grilled cheese, you've got a great opportunity coming up this weekend, Saturday, the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship. Saturday, April 20th, it's going to be over in Dodgeville at Harris Park. The doors open at 10:45 in the morning, and I'll tell you what, they've got all kinds of different categories that are going to have different competitors from all around Wisconsin that are in the loop to try to become champions. They're also going to have food trucks and different booths that are there as well. I've been pleased to be a judge, to be an MC, to be a part of that activity many years. If you've never checked it out, try this weekend, Saturday, April 20th, in Dodgeville at Harris Park, the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship. You can find more details online at grilledcheesewisconsin.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM. Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
There's no better time than now to join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE and on the Civic Media app. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson. Page, welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off. What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules,
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not.
You would just start freaking out.
Yeah.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Earl, host of The Earl Ingram Show. Wednesday at 9 a.m., I'll be joined by Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. only on Civic Media.
From Hillsborough to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Tomorrow, we're catching up with our friend Mike North to find out what he sees in the marketplace that you should know about. Well, I hope you'll join us tomorrow. As we wrap it up on a Wednesday, it's time for our Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef checkoff dollars. And dairy farmers, remember, that involves you as well. Today, we're talking with Mike Simone. He is the Executive Director of Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Mike, tell me a little bit about the most recent information you found on consumer patterns when it comes to beef. Beef these days in the grocery store is pretty expensive. I'm wondering how consumers are reacting.
Yeah, thanks for having me today, Pam. So a couple studies that we execute on an ongoing basis culminates in what you're referring to the last couple months at our annual convention called Today's Beef Consumer, which is a culmination of a number of different sources, something called the Consumer Beef Tracker, which is a survey that is in the field 365 days a year. 24/7, we're collecting about 1,000 surveys per month from consumers of beef and other proteins as well. And then we also have access to actual retail sales data from Nielsen IQ, which is the actual scan data that the consumers are paying at the supermarket counter. And as you mentioned, all of this is funded by the Beef Checkoff, and it helps us understand consumption trends, not only of beef, but other proteins as well. Perceptions of beef and other proteins, willingness to pay, and any other economic indicators that might be of concern with consumers at the moment, so we can react to our marketing programs and tailor those going forward.
Well, and given all of that information gathering, I know that there's a lot of beef producers in the audience, Mike, that are very concerned and widely aware of the pressure consumers may be feeling on their pocketbook. We talk about inflation. We also talk about the supply chain situation of beef. Did you notice anything there as far as beef prices, consumption trends, and how our consumers are handling all that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously prices are up, and part of that is due to the a tighter supply, a reduction in the herd size, as your listeners are probably aware of, ongoing drought, high input costs across the board for farmers and ranchers, higher interest rates, feed costs, transportation, fuel, fertilizer, et cetera, have really made it expensive for producers to keep up with. So really drought has been a big factor, so more cattle going to slaughter, reduction in the size. So it's kind of a supply and demand economic exercise. You get tighter supply, prices go up, but our consumer has stuck with us. Demand has been incredibly robust over the last couple of years during this period. There are some signs of some softening in the market, some chink on the armor, if you will. You see that in the retail data. Beef sales are down a bit in pounds, but they're up in dollars, which is great for producers. But so far, consumers have stuck with us. They love their beef, and demand has remained strong. Will that continue? Because this is a situation that's got to go on for a couple more years at least until the herd starts rebuilding, farmers start rebuilding. But that really has not taken place in full earnest at this point for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Mike Simone along with us, Executive Director of Market Research with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Again, like you said, they're just now getting some of this beef checkoff information circulated to states like Wisconsin. Let's talk a little bit about what we can extrapolate from all this information, Mike, and that is where consumers are planning on buying, or are they changing their shopping habits already, and that may be not in the grocery store, but also dining out as well.
That's correct. They're still buying from grocery store. We see more meals being consumed at home, and really that's a theme throughout the research, more meals at home and somewhat of a retreat from dining out, or not as frequently. It's more of a special occasion because costs have gone up significantly for food away at home. But then you ask consumers, what are they doing in response to inflation to change their behaviors? And what we see in the data, they're dining out less, number one, about half tell us that, and then looking for deals, whether that's coupons or other incentives retailers might be providing stocking up and freezing items more often, and then finding more ways to do things with leftovers, which really caters to that value and versatility driver of beef, which we track also. Also focus on recipes, doing more with recipes. Again, we spend a lot of time on that here at NCBA, and particularly at beefitswhatsfordinner.com, and developing recipes that you can do more with and stretch that beef dollar further. And then right on the line, you see consumers moving to more private label brands, shopping at different stores. We've really seen kind of this move towards more shopping at mass merchandisers like your Targets and Walmarts, and Walmart in particular, which has been in the press over the last several months. They've really done a good job and up their game on the retail grocery front as well. And then also buying different cuts of meat than they normally would. So less purchases of more expensive cuts like steaks, roast ribs, briskets, and like that. And then gravitating more towards ground beef as well as chicken and other proteins. And we see that in the data. We see that in retail sales. The chicken has really kind of taken off over these last couple of years as well. It's up both in dollars and pounds at retail over the last couple of years.
Yeah, you got to keep an eye on those other proteins. Again, Mike Simone along with us. He is the executive director of the market research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And I want to remind you again, this research information is driven by your checkoff dollars to help guide what programs are funded, where, what directions we're going. And you can see it all. It's available for you at beefresearch.org, beefresearch.org. There's also great information available about recipes and nutrition online at beeftips.com. Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of Your Beef Checkoff Dollars. Listen to more online at MidwestFarmReport.com, our podcast playlist. Tomorrow morning, catching up with our friends from EverAg. Keep the rainfall reports coming.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
A couple of new initiatives to address rural mental health today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Two fairly recent collaborations offer rural Americans better access to mental health resources. One is the Farm Family Wellness Alliance. The American Farm Bureau Federation is a partner, and Terry Moore is with the Farm Bureau.
One of the challenges in the mental health arena is that we have national hotlines, but those counselors may not understand rural America. Life is very different in rural America, and so the psychology of helping someone in crisis in rural America is different. And that, too, is part of what we have been working to achieve.
The second resource recently created is called the Rural Mental Health Resilience Program. It's a partnership between the National Grange and a nonprofit called Rural Minds, where Julie Lux is VP of Communications.
It's everything from friend or family member who might be struggling. How can you have that conversation with them, not be afraid to have that conversation with them, to ways that you can hold an event. So, for example, a church or an organization in a community would like to raise awareness about mental health. There's a toolkit for how to hold an event and raise awareness within those communities. So it's very much a grassroots effort.
Both of these services are free. To learn more, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Wednesday on the Maggie Dawn Show, we're going to be talking about the death threats against Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Executive Director Megan Wolf. Don't miss it.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, won't that make Saturday morning so much fun? Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are two ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. And second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. When I see something in a store or online, I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list, and if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org.
This is news from...
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland.